This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
The home of the binary trigger system, Providence, and the Reformation line. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, it's always a treat for me whenever, you know, this is the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, and when I get one of the people from AR-500 Armor, that's always a plus. So joining us tonight from AR-500 Armor is Jeffrey Schultz. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Good to be with you.
Likewise, good to have you with me. This is one of the these good days for me.
Oh yeah, why is that?
Birthday.
Oh well, happy birthday.
Yep, I'm only 27. I know you've seen me. You believe that, right?
You look great, man.
Now I got a question for you, and this is purely a question because you guys are stationed in Arizona, yeah.
Correct. We're out here in Phoenix, Arizona.
How is it that, I mean, I look at Arizona, and if there was a state that I was going to move west for, it would be Arizona.
Well, I can't blame you there. We're pretty much the best state in the union.
I agree with that, except it seems like it's, are they trying to turn it purple?
Well, there are some people that are trying to turn it purple. You know, we've got Sinema as our senator now, and that's didn't make everybody happy.
Right.
But there is still a very strong liberty-loving contingent here in the Grand Canyon State.
I'm curious about this because my senior senator is Lindsey Graham. And you guys, for a moment there, for quite a while, you had Jeff Flake and John McCain as your senators.
Sure, sure.
And When you guys were dealing with those people, did people call their offices and say, "Hey, we're your constituents. Do you even acknowledge we exist?"
Certainly, a lot of us did. That's for sure. But given their track record, I can't say that. I don't know how effective it was. So I like to think though that they at least gave lip service to some of the concerns of people in our community, though. And I doubt we'll be getting much of that from Sinema.
Well, Sinema and who else you guys got? Meg McSally?
Yeah, Martha McSally.
Martha McSally, not Meg Sally. Well, who's Meg Sally? I don't even know who that is. Anyway, now she is a provisional, but you got Sinema, which I was surprised that McSally didn't beat her, but what does everybody think of the job that Sinema is doing? I don't hear her doing anything.
I can't say I've heard much of her doing anything either, which honestly is a good thing as far as I'm concerned. I don't want her to do a whole lot.
Well, yeah, but I mean, in the House. Most of the members of the House, nobody knows who most of the members of the House are. Most people only know who their member of the House is and who, you know, a few of the marquee players might be, the ones that are always on TV or whatever. But in the Senate, it's a little easier to get some recognition, and not getting recognition in the Senate is sort of like a head scratcher.
Yeah. I mean, she's a bit of an anomaly. I mean, it was a razor thin race out here. And I suspect that she, well, if she's got a sense, I would imagine that she's trying to not rock the boat too much because,
right.
It wasn't like she came in a landslide. To the extent that Arizona is purple, it's just a shade purple. And, I don't know that, she's going in there guns blazing like she's got some sort of mandate to, transform the reputation of our great state.
That, you know, and that's a pretty good point because I wonder about that. Those that get elected in a state like that, I guess they need to mind their P's and Q's if they really like being in the Senate. I guess that gets sort of interesting. But I just find it interesting some of these states, especially out west, because you got everybody on the coast seems like they're losing their mind, and everybody just to their right. I would live in any of those states in a heartbeat.
Well, yeah, well, see, part of the problem, as far as I'm concerned, though, is that a lot of the people on the coast are feeling the effects of the political situation where they live. So, I mean, taxes are going up, cost of living is going up, regulations are going up. You've got all kinds of issues like the homeless situation out in San Francisco.
Right.
And that's not places where people want to live. So what do they end up doing is they pack up and they move to places where more conservative policies have allowed for a different lifestyle. So they head to places like Arizona or Idaho or Utah or Colorado or Nevada. But the problem is they don't recognize the policies that made those other states great as a desirable alternative to where they were from. And so they end up bringing their policies with them. And that's, I think, why you're seeing some of the transformation in states like Arizona, where you're getting a little bit of a political sea change of sorts, is that I suspect it's largely an influx of domestic immigration.
It seems like they would just leave that behind, though, doesn't it? They leave those tendencies and the way they think behind because they're running away from it.
Well, that would make sense, but people are not always rational creatures. I think oftentimes, I mean, listen to what you're hearing on the campaign trail from people. I mean, all of the Democrats are saying they're pushing these socialist policies. And as soon as you mention, well, what about Venezuela? They're like, well, that's not really socialism, or it wasn't really tried here, or there's some excuse for it. So, you know, I think what happens is there's this idea that, well, it wasn't really the way that it wasn't implemented the way that it should be. So we're going to move to a different place and then we're going to give it another shot there. Well, and once it fails there, we'll move to another shot because we didn't really get it implemented there. There were too many people that were obstructing, or there was still, you know, some elements that the forces to compromise on what the ideal was. And so there's this refusal to acknowledge that the policies that are really themselves to blame, and they just blame the opposition.
Are you sure you don't write for some of these publications that I read on a daily basis? Venezuela is a very good example, simply because it was a big booming economy. It was a natural gas, oil-based economy. They were, you know, huge, and then they started nationalizing things. And I remember when Chavez nationalized all the oil companies, and then it went from there to where they were chasing the zebras down the street to have something to eat that night. And that's socialism. Not to mention the single payer health care that also blew up in their face. But that's a discussion for another time. We're headed to the first break now. Jeffrey works at AR 500 Armor, and what they specialize in is making a kit that you can get once that will serve you. It's not going to come apart. The plate carrier is very adequate. It is good to go. They're on the cutting edge of technology with all that stuff, the latest materials and everything else. Most cases, they're talking steel plates, so you don't have to worry about losing it if you drop it on one corner when you throw it in your car when you go and train with it. This is an equalizing thing for freedom. That's why they put it out there. AR500Armor.com. We'll be right back. My guest is Jeffrey Schultz. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull, and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Jeffrey Schultz. He is with AR-500 Armor of the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. And I think they also make armor, too.
Yeah, good to be back with you, Bill.
In terms of what you guys build, which are not guns, you know.
Correct.
You don't sell guns. As a matter of fact, do you guys run into any states where you can't sell your stuff?
No, I mean, that's a common question that we get a lot. There are a lot of misconceptions out there. As far as we are concerned, there are some limitations as far as our ability to ship armor directly to residents in some states that just happen to be in the northeast part of the country, which, you know, of course, is more blue than red. And the only thing that we have to deal with to get around that is make sure that we are shipping to a shop or like a gun store or a dealer or a partner of ours so that somebody can go to a physical location and pick it up. We can't ship online to a couple of those states, but there's no restrictions as far as American citizens that are able to buy and own body armor.
So what is the most, like, I know there's quite a few stores around here, for example, that sell your stuff. And how many, like, sporting goods stores, do sporting goods, or are they all gun stores? Are they all FFLs?
Yeah, for the most part, they're FFLs. We're working on expanding our reach. We believe that this is a product that every American citizen should have, just to be prepared, just like, and we think it would be good for every American to exercise their Second Amendment rights. From our perspective, body armor is a part of the Second Amendment because back when it was written, the right to bear arms included both sides of the coin. It was weapons for offense and armor for defense. So the right to bear arms includes both. And if you're in a situation where you're going to have to pull out a gun, you're probably going to want some armor to go with it. And
right.
So, but we think the two are very closely linked, and for that reason, we want to do whatever we can to equip every American citizen with, quality body armor that will protect their person and their property.
That is not subject to having a supply chain. That's the thing that, you know, some of these people, they're like, well, you know, that's just so heavy, and, you know, these ceramics, they only weigh a whisper until you drop them.
Yeah.
So you throw them in your vehicle in a corner and it lands on a corner or something. I never understood that part of it because, I've got some of the level 3 plus lightweight ones that are like 6 pounds each.
Mm-hmm.
And that's perfectly workable.
Yeah, I mean, they're not comfort gear, right? So it's not like you're going to put on a pair of sweatpants or something. It's a product for a specific purpose. And it's one thing if you're, one of our servicemen and women that is going to be wearing a rig all day long on a patrol. You know, that's where, I can understand the desire to go as light as absolutely possible. But, I mean, when the DOD is putting the bill, they can afford to get you that sort of stuff. But when we're talking about citizens, it's how often are you really going to be or how long are you going to be wearing this stuff? And, 6 pounds per plate, if you add that up, I mean, 12 pounds is not all that bad for a rig to protect something that is of utmost importance, that being your life.
Right. Yeah, I would imagine that in the event of a real combat sort of situation that that kind of thing doesn't come into play nearly as much. I'd be more concerned with, well, I hope this stuff keeps me alive when the bullets start hitting me. You know, that would be nice.
Exactly. Well, and you know, the other thing to keep in mind is when it comes to body armor, it's you got to consider what your specific situation is. just like you wouldn't necessarily, you want the right tool for the job. So
right.
We've got a whole bunch of range of products from, steel body armor to ultra high molecular weight polyethylene, which is a mouthful, or, just a PE plate that's super light. But it's going to be a little bit more expensive. So anything, including ceramic and Kevlar, we cover all the bases. And so it's really a matter of, all right, what are the things that are important to you? Is it weight? Is it cost? Is it threat mitigation, protection, that sort of thing? You factor all those in, and then we can help you find the right solution given your unique consideration.
Right.
But you're talking here, dropping that ceramic plate, that you make me think about a project that we've kind of got cooking over here. We're working on building some body armor out of all kinds of different materials that, we get a lot of questions about. Could you make body armor out of graphene or carbon nanotubes or titanium or, all kinds of different materials? And we're working on figuring out how to make some prototypes of that so that we can show, all right, yeah, we could do it. But here's how much it would cost. And a lot of them are it's cost prohibitive for anybody, civilians or the DOD, to make armor out of those materials. But as you're talking about dropping a ceramic plate, I think of the pain that we've all probably experienced at some point, where you drop a phone and just see the screen crack. And it's a lot more important when it's a ceramic plate that's designed to stop the bullet from penetrating your abdomen. But that makes me think, maybe we could try building a piece of body armor out of Gorilla Glass, or whatever the shatterproof glass is that's covering all of our iPhones these days. I'd be curious to see how.
I wonder how many layers that would take.
Right. That's kind of why we're taking on this initiative, is mainly just to scratch the curiosity itch that I think a lot of us around here have. Well, what would happen if we built body armor out of that? And we're going to see how much it would take of these different materials to really offer you the threat protection that a quality piece of steel can give you.
Hmm. That would be interesting to watch. Well, you know what? We're coming up on the next break. I'm getting lost in the conversation. Jeffrey is with AR500 Armor. They own the studio, and they make armor. I can't think of any better combination that could possibly be. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification, or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A day after Notre Dame Cathedral was gutted by fire, French President Emmanuel Macron is committing to rebuilding the landmark within 5 years. Macron made his pledge in a televised address that was translated into English.
French people, men and women, and all you, also foreigners, those who love France and Paris, what I'm telling you is that I share your sorrow, and I also share your hope.
Bill Cosby's insurance company has settled another lawsuit filed by a female accuser a week before the imprisoned comedian was set to give a deposition in the case, prompting Cosby to call the insurer complicit in a scheme to destroy him. New York has passed a congestion tax charging motorists who drive in the downtown area in an effort to cut back on gridlock and pollution. Now Los Angeles, San Francisco, Philly, Boston, Seattle, and Portland are all considering similar fees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking with Jeffrey Schultz from AR 500 Armor. In the gun manufacturing community and the gun industry out there, how many people do you guys see who actually take the same sort of tack that you do, where a lot of the motivation behind the company is to ensure that the civilians of the country, the citizens of the country, have something they need in the event of, you know, that kind of mindset where it's not just about, you know, because if it was just about the money, there's all kinds of ways you guys could make money. But making armor is sort of a niche business, and yet you guys have gotten into it and excel at it. How many other people in the industry play by that set of rules?
Well, that's a challenging question, Bill. I'm not exactly sure how many other companies. I would venture a guess that there aren't too many in the tactical community that have a similar approach. I don't want to say that and besmirch any other company's good name or character or their motivations or anything like that. I suspect, though, that when it comes to firearms, that's much more of a mature market, you might say. So people are a lot more familiar with firearms. I mean, it's some sort of gunpowder weapon has been in existence for a long, long time. And, of course, armor has been around for a long time as well, but it's just not been a piece of equipment that has gained nearly as much traction in the civilian market. And so I think our market is a lot younger. And so I suspect that that explains some of the difference, because when you have a much more mature market where products have been around for a long time, you over time are less solving the basic needs, and you're more iterating and improving and adding extra features and bells and whistles and going after different segments of the market, higher end sort of things that people may not necessarily need, but it's good to have. I don't know of too many companies that are specifically targeting gun owners or prospective gun owners for their first gun, whereas our market, because it's a lot younger, a lot of our customers are first-time body armor owners, and that's really, you know, a part of the history and the goal of the company. You know, when we started back in 2012, it was with a passion and desire to equip respectable men to be able to protect liberty, to protect their property, their person, their family, and that's a big reason why we strive to supply our products at an affordable price. You know, our signature product is a steel plate that costs $65. So could we be selling some ultra awesome high tech, space age material that we charge $700 for? Yeah. And we have a couple of really awesome plates if people want to go for those types of armor plates. But our niche, our passion is really on equipping the common person, the everyday citizen, with the tools that they need to defend liberty.
The interesting thing about the armor market that I find is, like, with weapons, you're better off getting into the boutique style weapon, I think, in a lot of cases, because most people don't have an armorer waiting for them if, you know, something goes wrong with their weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with armor, what you guys have done, although you do have, like you said, like the PE plates. Now, what do they weigh? 3 pounds each, 2 pounds each?
3.3 pounds.
3.3 pounds. They float, and they'll stop how many rifle rounds?
It always depends on the situation, but they're multi-hit. So
multi-hit.
Several rounds.
So a 3 pound plate, which is, I defy anybody to find any plate that weighs, are there any that weigh any less than that? That would be interesting to see.
Well, not that are as effective, and certainly not at the price point that we have. Like I said, it's always a trade-off of threat protection, cost, and weight. So if we could develop that holy trinity of nailing all three of those, man, we'd be doing awesome. And I think that's the goal of everybody in this business.
But even in the high end, even on the high end with the PE plate, for example, your price,
sure,
for both plates is cheaper than most single ceramic plates.
Well, the PE plates, because of the weight saving, they tend to be a little bit more expensive. So, like, our standard PE plate is about $320, whereas our standard ceramic plate is about $200. So the difference, though, is weight. The PE plate is quite a bit lighter. It's also a bit thicker, so there is a bit of a trade-off. You know, all of our carriers can fit all of our plates, no problem.
Right.
But with the ceramic plate, the thing that you often get is a little bit higher threat protection. So if you're talking about being able to stop a 30-06 with a level 4 ceramic plate. Now, the thing to keep in mind about ceramic plates is that oftentimes they're not multi-hit, whereas, like I said a moment ago, that PE plate can take multiple rounds and keep on trucking for the threat level that it's rated for. But that ceramic plate, it works. Maybe the best way to think about it is, if people are often familiar with, like, the crumple zone on a car, is the way that it keeps you safe is by completely crumpling and destroying the front end of your car if you're in an accident. So a ceramic plate works in a similar way, in that when a round hits it, it protects you by dispersing that energy over the face of that plate and sort of shattering that ceramic plate. So As a general rule of thumb, you're not going to want to send multiple rounds or take multiple rounds with a ceramic plate unless it's specifically designed for that.
Yeah, well. But like I was saying, though, even at your most technologically advanced piece of kit is still cheaper than other people's technically advanced pieces of kit.
Sure. We are not at the high end of the market.
No.
So then that's philosophy of wanting to create an affordable product that can actually stand a reasonable chance of getting in the hands of everyday civilians who have bills to pay, who pay taxes. You know, we're not primarily selling to the government and people with unlimited budgets or things like that. We're wanting to equip everyday liberty lovers.
Well, but that's the thing. That's the thing. The combination of the motivation is, and that's actually grammatically correct, I think. The combination of the motivation is very intriguing simply because you guys are in it for the cause, and at the same time, you're not killing it on the price. You're actually, for lack of a better word, sort of like Crazy Larry, these prices are insane. That's the commercial we should be making for you guys. But I tell you what, we're coming up on the next break. We'll talk some more. It does. Radio is a great thing, man. I'm telling you, you got to be here more often, Jeffrey. We need to have a world according to AR500.
Well, I'd love to make that a thing. I'm having fun.
Outstanding. AR500armor.com. This is where you can find some of the craziest combinations, the craziest prices. Get your kit all together in one shot. And then you're set. And there's really no excuse to not have that kit. Because you're really going to want it if you need it and you don't have it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn. Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking with Jeffrey Schultz from AR500Armor.com. For those of you who haven't listened to certain parts of this show is presented by AR500Armor.com. And in addition to presenting this show, they make, and I would imagine they've cornered the market in the body armor offerings. But I'm curious, have you heard about, and we're going to go down a different path now, just simply because I know that you guys are in, some of these things do pop up and you do get, have you seen what's happening with the NRA?
Like in the last couple of days or something?
Yes, sir.
Negative. Fill me in, Bill.
Okay. Now, you know that the NRA TV and all of the NRA PR and all that other stuff, that's coming from a company named Ackerman McQueen.
Okay.
Well, NRA has sued Ackerman McQueen.
What's the story?
Well, NRA TV, which I've actually had a couple of discussions with this, and I don't want to beat up on them or anything, but NRA TV is a web-based setup that you have to pay to watch. None of these offerings or anything out that are out there are for free. You can't just go to a website. You can watch some parts of it, but you know, they're the video parts of it and the radio parts of it. Cam and Company. That's only web-based. Cam and Company used to be on Sirius XM. But like most radio shows that are on Sirius XM, you can only exist on Sirius XM if you exist the way I exist, which is on terrestrial radio, because there is no data that you can gather from Sirius XM to tell somebody, well, I'm listened to by this many people. Mm. So, you know, if you hear somebody and they're only on Sirius XM, you can just go, well, not for long. But
sure.
That's beside the point. So they started NRA TV in 2016, and NRA, you know, they've been having a few issues here and there regarding lawsuits and everything else. So now they're having to look at the money they're spending. And they spent $42 million with Ackerman McQueen in 2017. They said, we'd like to see what who's actually looking at you, you know, checking the website, traffic and everything else, which is readily available to any of these people. They, you know, Google, you probably have them. You probably know your Google Analytics.
Indeed, we do.
I mean, AR500 Armor, for those that don't know, they are very savvy when it comes to social media and web presence and all this other stuff. They have a very good website that's very intuitive and easy to navigate. They've done their homework. So it's easy to get that stuff. And they failed to do it. And now they're under, there's a lawsuit from the NRA against Ackerman McQueen.
Huh. Yeah. Looking at that as we speak. That's news to me. It looks like just in the last 48 hours or so, it's kind of hitting the headlines.
Well, apparently they started the lawsuit on Friday, but I didn't know about it. Somebody came on my show last night, Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns.
Yeah, yeah.
He came on the show and said, Bill, have you heard that they've been sued? And I was like, no. Johnny on the spot, that is me. But at the same time, I've been wondering when this was going to happen, to be quite honest with you.
Simply have you heard rumblings of it for a while? Or
well, I mean, for example, right? And Jeffrey and I are going to talk a little shop right now, and you guys can listen in. Now, you know what you pay me. That would be a drop in a bucket for what it costs to have one of their people on NRA TV. That wouldn't cover them for half a year, what you pay me. But at the same time, you know, I don't know what how prolific these shows are on NRA TV or any of this other stuff. And if you're making that kind of money and everything, I mean, I pester you all the time. Send me something I can review or something. Simply because I'm constantly trying to put more and more media out. The more media I get to put out, the happier I am. And I don't know how prolific they are. So I saw this happening and I was like, I wonder what this is going to mean in the industry and in the advocacy, because this is not, well, did you, when you were, you went to SHOT Show, didn't you?
Yeah. I was there back in January.
So did you go out and look at Radio Row?
I think so. I don't know if it was specifically called Radio Row, but I remember seeing a setup where there were, different people talking into microphones all next to each other.
Right. See, when you're doing radio on a remote, it like right now I've got a board op nestled in Minnesota that connected you to me, and I just have to be able to connect to him, and he's going to execute all the magic. And he's going to make me sound brilliant, much better. I mean, what you're hearing right now, when it comes out the other side, it sounds like James Earl Jones.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So, you know, you don't need a whole bunch of stuff. As a matter of fact, the more stuff you carry and travel with, the more stuff you're prone to break. So
sure.
If I was on Radio Row, I would have about four pieces of equipment, two of them being chairs. So you don't need a whole lot. Well, when Cam and company would go, they would have four 60-inch television monitors, one where we could see Cam talking on the radio, where Cam could see Cam talking on the radio, and where his control people could see Cam talking on the radio.
Gotcha.
And his audience was not as big as the audience that listened to me for the first 5 minutes in Oklahoma City tonight. So, with you. So, that's where I think their problem popped in, because their business model, or the model of their distribution, was flawed, because media is nothing without distribution.
Sure.
You know that. I mean, you guys are the social media Mac daddies. You guys got that stuff going on. I've been meaning to call you to ask you a favor on some stuff. So I'm glad I just brought that up, because now I got to, okay, I need to call him and talk to him about this on the down low. But I just wonder what this is going to mean as far as the advocacy, because for the cause, to the degree, you know, that of what the show content is and who my sponsors are. I have no sponsors that are not in the gun industry, so I'm a little concerned about it.
I wonder if we'll hear anything about it at the NRA show coming up here.
One of the things I heard
about it.
Yeah. One of the things that I heard was that Ackerman McQueen was talking about that this was a bad lawsuit, and they looked forward to trying to serve the membership of the NRA more going forward, except that's what I would expect to hear the NRA say.
Mm.
Not sure. The ad agency.
It's not the clever political, it's clever marketing.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, that would be the same thing as, all of a sudden I've got my marketing guy that you know, and he's coming on this show and he's out there talking about, well, coming up next. Yeah, I know this is not what I do for a living, but here I am right now. So I just, I'm going to go there and I'm going to see what I see and find out what I find out. But,
you're going to be out there in May?
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, I'm going to be out there later on this month. It's last weekend in April.
Okay.
So, I mean, you guys should come out there. We hang out. Me and Edward, we'd probably get in a lot of trouble. Bring Benny? Gosh, I don't know what happens then. We need bail money.
Yeah. Well, I'm setting aside budget for that, so don't worry.
I got you. AR-500 armor, we're about to run out of time here. Jeffrey, you need to sit down with the powers that be. I need an AR-500, the world according to AR-500 armor. I need that weekly. I need that. And those of you,
make it happen.
Make that happen. Let's do that. And for those of you out there that haven't bought body armor yet, there's no reason not to, because they've made the price right. They've got the packages correct. And this is something that is a no-brainer, simply because of what it is and what it affords you if you need it in that desperate moment. Thank you. Give my regards to Alexander and to Edward and Benny and everybody, and I'll talk to you soon, sir.
Will do. It was a pleasure talking to you, Bill. Thanks for having
me. Likewise. Coming up next, we're going to talk emergency protection orders with Sheriff Richard Mack of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. This is Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.